call is now being recorded.
Well, thanks for joining me, Dave. I do appreciate you hopping on the phone call to talk about this upcoming Music Confab.
Absolutely.
Very about that, yes. So I'm going to jump right in for these three questions. I know every year Confab keeps expanding the musical lineup, and this year you've added some larger acts like Hellmouth, The Wild Feathers, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. So was there a particular reason for including some of the bigger name bands this year?
Kind of the goal, especially in the bigger rooms like Music Forum and Music Hall, has been to grow the artists that are headlining. And, you know, obviously, Tulsa Music Confab, the panels and the discussions during the day target folks interested in the music industry. But for those bigger rooms, it's in a perfect world, it's great if you can kind of have an artist, you know, that's on a second or third album, like a Houndmouth, like a Chase Bryant, that's going to get people that aren't necessarily in the music industry excited about coming out for the night, but you know, they just love music. So that's what we'll have this year with our headliners at Music Forum and Charleston Music Hall.
Yeah, that'll definitely be exciting. And I know, of course, besides the great nighttime showcases, there are educational seminars during the day. So first and foremost, what would you recommend are some of the most important ones to attend if you're an aspiring musician and maybe this is their first Confab that they'll be attending?
Yeah, I know this sounds like all of them.
of course.
you know, well, one of the themes that comes up, this will be our fourth year of Confab, and it was true the first year and it's more true now. There are so many different elements to getting found, if that's your goal, to monetize your art. It, on the one hand, it's great that there are so many tools. On the other hand, there are still only 24 hours in a day. And if you're going to be an artist who wants to maximize your potential, you're going to have to either personally become an expert in everything from putting your team together of agents and managers, promoters, to either running your own social media or hiring a company to do it. It's great, again, in that there's all these different tools that are available now, but it's also, for most of the artists that I talk to, it's a little overwhelming to try to find time to master all the business side and then, you know, still have time to write music. What I would suggest for artists in the area is, check out our schedule, and it's pretty clear what the topics are. If you say, I'm a social media genius, I don't need to go to that panel, we've got them broken out by how to get found by an A&R agent, we'll highlight managers, agents, producers, just kind of see where you feel like you need the most growth and definitely try to get to those panels.
Definitely. And do you happen to have a personal favorite? I know you're going to be on some panels here, but I don't know if there's one that you particularly enjoy attending.
One of my personal favorites is this will be the second year we've done the Stories They Could Tell, and we try to get people who have this year we actually have Stan Gray, who actually started his career kind of on the music side and now runs, of course, Dig South, a wildly successful conference. We've got Fred Crochelle, a guy who came up through the ranks of the record industry on the label side and then was picked by Madonna to run her label, Maverick Records. He now consults a number of artists. We have a panel, and I actually moderate that one, and it's fun because I know me personally, I've always learned a ton from people just listening to them tell stories about good decisions they made, bad decisions they made, regrets they have, things they might have wished they'd have done sooner. I would say the Stories They Could Tell is one of my favorites.
And it would be really great, too, maybe not just for aspiring musicians, but maybe other people that want to work in the music industry, maybe on the PR side of music or social side of music. That definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
All. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I can send that one, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
just our last question. Obviously, this is a great time to network and discover great upcoming talent. So, of course, I have to ask you if there's some bands that are standing out to you this year that you may be excited to see and to hear this year.
You know, that's hard for me to say. It's kind of like somebody asking you, who's your favorite kid? I mean, seriously, it's like,
I thought
you know, there's a, we've got about 60 bands this year, and in fact, I just added it up. We're basically right at half. Well, it depends on how you define the Charleston area, but right at half the bands are local Charleston artists, and then the other half are from. We literally have three or four bands coming down from New York. We've got bands from Baltimore. So I'm kind of, you know, it's really cool that these bands, they want to come to AA Charleston. It's a great weekend, chance for them to grow their fan base. And also, you know, they're excited about coming down and meeting, some of these industry folks that it's so hard to get in front of. There's only so many hours in the day. I tell people all the time, these panelists are, this is your chance to meet them. You know, you could camp outside their office in New York or Nashville or LA for a month and they're not going to see you, not because they're jerks. They don't have time. This is your opportunity to hand somebody a business card, meet somebody over a beer at the bar that you'd never have a chance to do, even if you went to their city. They're in your city, so.
Yeah, it's almost like the speed dating for music.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that wraps up. I just wanted to get those three questions and a little bit of a preview, and I know that it starts this coming Thursday, and it's going to be a really exciting year, your fourth installment, and it just keeps getting bigger and better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
You bet, and we'll see you this weekend.
Awesome.